Welcome back, finally, after a small hiatus for the holidays, thought tours, all kind of different things, but we're finally back with the scenario for you all.
We hung out during it.
Yeah. We saw each other. people act like oh dang, like no, I saw you multiple times.
Yeah, we hung out. You was having the Wu-Tang karaoke special. Yeah. for Roy and Teddy's 40th.
Yeah, man. That was actually pretty awesome though. Their party was pretty awesome, man.
It's hard to have a bad time with people like Roy and Teddy.
Yeah, because they're this fun loving brothers in general, man. You can't even hate on it. But what's been going on, man? Everything been all good?
It was good, man, until I get sick like once a year now. It's up from like once every 3 years now. So like what used to be that, I think that's age catching up on me. But I just got sick out of nowhere. Like my guts was bad. But it wasn't like I had bad guts, like I had to like do anything. I was just sitting around miserable. Like, I hate when something doesn't resolve itself, and I'm just like, man, this ain't no good.
This is not bad. It's all bad in general.
I ate soup 3 times in one day. I felt like I was fucking Oliver Twist. I was like, man, I got money in my pocket, and I can't even eat.
You said Oliver Twist.
Other than that, I'm good, man. I'm good. Have we done the show since Thanksgiving?
No, we have not.
How'd Thanksgiving go for you?
It was
fun.
Like,
I haven't seen you since.
Yeah, no, man. It was good. It was good, man. I mean, I went to Chicago, kicked it with the family, man. You know, drinking and talking, man. It was all good.
How
man.
Many family squabbles did you have this year?
None.
Your family be getting wet.
Yeah. No. My dad wasn't there, so that's part of the reason we didn't have any squabbles. Last year was last year. I couldn't say the same about last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I got drunk and I just called my dad a dumbass nigga. literally in the middle of drinking. I was like, you just a dumbass nigga.
What?
True story, no bullshit. True story.
Hold on,
you gotta visit this.
How in your life does your whole life flash before your eyes when your son, who you've raised from being
the size
of a cup,
and then we've had a veering off of ways here and there as father and son, but he just said some dumb shit. It was over LeBron versus MJ too. And he was just like, "It's no way LeBron gonna make as much money as Jordan." I was like, "For real?" He's like, "No, for real. Jordan always gonna have that money." I was like, "You just a dumbass nigga." And I just like, and my uncle, my aunt go, they just start bugging up. I was like, you're just a dumbass nigga, Pops.
No. Me and my Pops could do a lot of stuff, but I don't think I could do that to him. He doesn't say anything like that, OC.
Right.
Like,
and it led up to that from a lot of years of just not good father and son experiences. To get up to that point.
That was like the tipping point of y'all relationship. Yeah.
And then he said some more dumbass shit that next morning. And my aunt just looked at me sternly like, you better not say shit.
She looked at you like, don't talk to my brother.
You ain't drunk now.
Don't talk to my brother.
Like you
like
ain't
that
drunk
no
now
more.
And I fed you pancakes. Like,
hey, you can't get jumped. You can't get jumped up in the house by no old head.
Yeah, no. And she was like, you know he's a dumbass nigga. Don't worry about it.
We all know this about
you.
Oh, so it's like one of those things in the family where everybody know but you don't say it.
Yeah.
And you finally said it. Yeah. And it was like, everybody was like,
damn.
Laughing into their
fist. And the old ass probably was laughing on the back. Like, damn, your son even said it. We've been saying that for years.
Ah, ha, ha, dumbass nigga.
Yep, we've been saying that shit.
That's great.
Yeah. But yeah, it was good though, man. It was real fly, man. Other than that. That was last year, though. This year was real fun, real cool and real chill, man. I can't even complain. It was good to go.
Thanksgiving is complicated for me because, as the product of a split household, I always have to travel around.
And you got to make stops.
Yeah, it's like I'm doing like a small concert tour everything. But like really, all I want to do is just sit in one place and watch football.
Yeah.
Even though the football games was just ass this year,
It
wasn't even like.
And
it was
whack. They was all whack.
It was like, what were you thinking when you put these games together? Now they thought they had something with that Falcons Saints, but no. Didn't happen that way. It was ass because the Falcons suck this year and the Saints is all right. I mean, they're good, but they in transition.
Yeah.
They trying to figure out who they're going to be, not who they were. And then you had, what was it, the Bills and the Cowboys, and they just drug the Cowboys around.
It was just
meh. Yeah. So I do a whole lot of traveling with all that stuff. But now it's like, it's crazy. It's like this highway to Christmas gets faster and faster every year.
Dude, Christmas is here.
Yeah, like 2 weeks from now is Christmas.
Wait till you have a kid. It's going to be even faster.
I believe it.
We got this Elf on the Shelf shit happening, man, at the crib, man. So my daughter, I get up every morning. We, you know, get a dress, everything. So I'd be forgetting to change it around the crib and shit. So I'd be having her like, look that way. And I put him somewhere. So she calls him Sugar Plum. I call him Tyrone. Because he's black, though, too. He's a black elf. And she'd be like, I want to name him Sugar Plum, Dad. I'm like, no, his name's Tyrone. No, Daddy, it's Sugar Plum. Like, we'd be straight arguing over his name. I'm like, his nickname in the streets may be Sugar Plum, but his mama named him Tyrone.
Oh, no.
And she's like, his dad. So,
hold on. How do you go about being born Tyrone and then your nickname is Sugar Plum?
Look here, he's a
is
pimp.
Is it because his crack tastes like ribs?
No, because he's a pimp.
Oh. Okay.
That's in my mind. That's why I could justify his name.
Okay.
He's a part-time pimp as well. But so we doing that, man. But at the same time, this fucking Elf on the Shelf, though, G, has been the best deterrent of behavior ever. Anytime I'm like, yo, Sugar Plum watching you, straighten up. I'm talking about, you could tell her to go mop the floor. She don't even know how to mop floors for real. She'll try that shit if she tells a Sugar Plum watching. So I'm thinking about, how do I keep this shit going every month?
Like, how do you keep him in the rotation full time?
Yeah. Do I just get a new little thing to put up everywhere? But I got to buy her shit, though, because she's looking at that gold at the end of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Something got to happen.
Yeah.
At the end of it, it's not like, you know.
If there's no payout, she's not in for it.
Yeah, no, you know.
Kids get a lot of miles out of the holidays.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one mistake I think that we make, like, throughout time in general is that you don't leverage that that you better act right all year. Like, I think that if we wanted to really emotionally score right. Kids, it would be like, you better act right, you ain't getting nothing at Christmas. You think Santa show up in November?
Is he look at you in April too?
Santa's watching. Just hit her with that in May.
I call him SC.
Hey.
And I told him I told her I went to high school with him. I've known him since way back. So I call him. I was like, what's up, my G?
Oh, my God.
So she's like, do you call SC? I know that's your boy. Like, so,
oh,
so
my God.
She assumes he's my boy now. Like, oh, she talks God. About him like, he's my boy.
He ain't my boy. I am him.
Yeah, exactly.
Santa Claus is like Dr. Manhattan. He's just lurking all the time.
He knows every time, every place. But let's jump in these couple of emails. We're not going to do the emails where people are cussing us out for our absence. So we'll go on some real emails from real concerned listeners.
Okay.
That are really concerned about our well-being and wanting to discuss and talk about topics with us.
Okay. Let's do that.
First one comes from our man, Indy. He says, with this Kaepernick thing, how do you all balance it out and understand and know what is really going on here? Was this really a trick show from both sides of the aisle and nobody really gave a fuck, but they just wanted to show face? Or was it just a thing of the NFL really wanted them there and Cap really wanted to be there? Which one do you all think? And yo, to the Cappers, we was representing hard up in there for Cap. Indy, shout out to you, Indy. This first time he's ever emailed us, Indy. So I don't know where you're from. You may have to email Matt to do y'all thing, to, you know, if we can know.
That thing,
whatever the thing is. You
okay,
know.
Yeah, sure. I guess I do. I don't know.
I mean,
you know
y'all thing. You
yeah,
know.
That yeah, thing.
You
know.
However you do it through email.
Sounds like a secret man relationship when you put it that way. Like,
you got to holler at Matt, though, for y'all, you know.
Ain't none of that going on, but...
But no, go. What you think about the Cap thing, man?
I mean, I feel like it shook out like I thought it would. You know, they tried to make it a dog and pony show. He made it an expose, you know, and now they don't want to be out there because he's done pulled their pants down again, you know, and that's it, you know.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, I think he went out there and showed he got his stuff. He did his thing. Now, I would be like, hey, Vince McMahon, I need Brock Lesnar money. I'm going to make your league have the best ratings of all time.
Mm.
Can you imagine how many people would turn on XFL games with Colin Kaepernick said he'd play in the league?
You couldn't, yeah. But how many people would turn it off for the WWE?
The problem is that Vince McMahon would turn it off.
That's what I'm saying. That's the problem.
Vince McMahon don't want nothing to do with that type
and
of
how,
stuff.
How much do we have to pay him, though? How much do you think that they have to pay Cap to
How much
play
do you think
XFL?
It would take for Cap to play in the NFL? Two times, whatever that would be.
I was thinking $3 million a year. You think that's about right?
Somewhere in there. Say yeah. 3 to 5.
So you said XFL 6. So basically bankrupting their league almost. Just to keep
I mean, but the problem is that they can afford it, though.
Yeah, Yeah, but you sent me the article about how much they was getting paid, the players were getting paid. That's like, we're talking about 8,000% more than...
Oh, yeah, like cats got to get jobs.
No, like, for real, like, you still working as an accountant at Ernst & Young, but you just playing, you doing this on the side.
Or Jiffy Lube, as yeah, you yeah. probably.
No, you asking for a short-term disability if you can go out here for these 3 months and practice and play in St. Louis for the Battlehawks.
The Battlehawks. Go Battlehawks. But, yeah. I don't know. I don't know exactly how that would play out. But, I mean, you know, you never know. It would be a hell of a marketing tool. That's for sure.
Yeah. But like you said, Vince McMahon's going to be like, fuck out of here.
Vince ain't doing that. Vince is. Donald Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame. I always remember that about Vince McMahon.
Wow. True indeed. Mm-hmm. True indeed with that. Wow. That's a great perspective to think about with that. So we know they boys.
Yeah. No, they homeboys. For
all real. Right. So let's jump into the topics. This week, what our topics, since we've been gone so long, every topic is a scenario.
All of them.
So it's kind of like... what scenario would this, like, what, not what scenario, but what, it's like the special night on your 80s sitcom where they just do the variety show.
Oh, where they come back and they show you, like, the throwback clips.
Oh, no, I was thinking the variety show episode where they usually show everybody they got their little talent from the cast. Like, they're doing a telethon for some kid that need to go to college.
Okay.
You know, on a special episode of Good Times, so like, or the special episode of Amen. Where they, you know, they do a special episode of a different world where they do Amen. The telethon.
Now, tonight is a very special episode of Amen.
The United College Fund. This is the United Negro College Fund episode.
Oh, God.
The Lou Rawls one.
No. Oh.
Parade of Stars.
Do they still have telethons?
No, man.
Can you imagine? I miss those, though. Can you imagine the people that would be on a telethon now?
Future. Imagine Future with his lean cup sitting there picking up the phone for you. Yo, you know what? Why don't they do telethons? But do it over video.
I mean, like, PBS didn't get the message.
Are they still doing them?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's, yeah, damn, PBS, man. But do they have the Lou Rawls Parade of Stars still? We need to bring that back. I know Lou Rawls is past.
Lou Rawls is definitely not there to lead that parade anymore.
The Lou Rawls Parade of Stars.
Well, if we had a Parade of Stars now, who would lead it? Steve Harvey?
No, man. I think he's oversaturated. We got to bring somebody a little bit younger. Dale Hughley. Not younger, but like somebody that's funny like that, but just different. I think Dale Hughley.
Like friendly funny?
Yeah, Dale Hughley. Cedric Entertainer.
Ah, Seb would, yeah.
Seb
would be a great, yeah.
The Cedric Entertainer Parade of Stars.
Yeah. Said Stars.
The Said Stars. Fuck it. Tom Joyner, he's fucking already doing it.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, like, why are we even... going back and forth on this.
That's fair. Good call.
Damn, it says allegedly the last Parade of Stars was in 89. I swear it was something after 89. Because Boys the Men was on one.
They didn't tell them that it was over. They just kept having it every year.
Hold on. The Parade of Stars.
It's like Sherman Showcase.
Okay, they went to 98. It went to 98. I was like, IMBDB had it at 89.
It was like Sherman Showcase for them last 8 years.
Why don't we have Sherman?
Sherman could host it.
Oh. Host the Parade of Stars.
Or Lil Rel could host it.
Actually, you know what? That's actually what you should do. Younger, but he's a little bit older still, where he could kind of age with the Parade of Stars.
Lil Rel's Parade of Stars.
Yep. Yeah, actually, you know what? That's exactly what you should
do. If anybody knows Lil Rel, have him get with us. We got to get with him and get this Parade of Stars off the ground.
For black colleges, for UNCF, neither one of us were a black college, but we willing to do this for real.
I went to black every other school, though. Very black other schools. Every other school I went to was extraordinarily black, so there's that.
Hey, okay, so we're going to go to the next topic, but I have to tell you this picture. All right, can you guess the four people in the picture on the Lou Rawls website? Lou Rawls has a website still.
Still now?
Yes, I just went to it. So the Parade of Stars has a headline thing of like...
Dionne Warwick.
No. No. You're in the ballpark.
Patti LaBelle.
Lighter. She was the finest woman
Gladys
in the
Knight?
80s. No, finest woman,
finest
in, the
woman
80s.
In the 80s.
In the 80s, where everybody was like, yo, she was the finest when she was on TV.
Oh, man.
Lisa
Bonet?
One of the first black sportscasting women.
I don't know.
She had a sex tape in the early 80s where her husband put her out there in the early
80s. Vanessa Williams?
No. No. This is a full-on sex tape.
Who?
Jane Kennedy.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about J. Kennedy's sex tape?
No, why would I know about that? I don't want to see a sex tape from the 80s.
That's how defended I was. I watched that bitch.
Something wrong with you, too. Don't bring me
into
this.
J. Kennedy was fine.
Don't bring me into this
now,
shit.
I wouldn't advise you to Google J. Kennedy present day. But J. Kennedy 80s is bad. Also, he's also on this other person is the host of the best game show on TV ever.
The best game show on TV ever is Alex Trebek.
Yes, he's in this picture. So it's Alex Trebek, Jane Kennedy, Lou Rawls, the last person taught us all how to read and was on Star Trek.
Bird.
Yes, sir. That's the main headline picture on the Lou Rawls website.
That is some random shit. You know, when I die,
you don't
gone,
want the random picture to be.
No, like, I want the most random picture ever. Like, what the fuck is that at? When did that happen?
What were they all hanging out together? That's exactly what I'm thinking. Like Alex Trebek, Jane Kinney, Lou Rawls, and LeVar Burton.
I want for the pictures of me to be like as uncomfortable when somebody walk in and see their boyfriend talking to their ex.
Oh man, we gotta bring this back, man. We gotta bring this Parade of Stars back.
Come on, Parade of Stars. Come on through.
So every topic is scenario, so let's roll.
All right, all scenario edition of the scenario. Well, first of all, this one isn't. This is more or less of a news update.
Okay.
But we need to get to it. Chicken wars continue and rage on.
Hold on. I got music for it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you very much. So the chicken wars have raged on with a brand new entrant into the fray. And this is one that we foretold for some time now, too. We said that this is going to happen. They can't possibly sit on the outside and not get in the mix eventually. Mm-hmm. Mickey D's is in the mix now.
Yeah, because Mickey D's has a menu that they need to revamp in general. So anything that everybody else on the craze with, they're going to fucking hop on it.
Mm-hmm.
True. They're basically Nicki Minaj.
Oh,
real tough. Think about that.
Wait. Explain this to me. Give me
that. So Nicki Minaj is just trying to chase that hit again. So she just jumps on anything that's kind of hot for the time.
Yeah.
Because she's dying as an industry.
Mm. You know, one thing that's pissed me off throughout this is that now the mass media is saying the chicken sandwich wars are here.
Yeah, we've been on this show.
I say, hold on, dog. We got graphics and everything.
made graphics.
Trademark it, man.
We made graphics.
Use somebody else's trademark to trademark
our shit.
Our shit. Yeah. So McDonald's is getting into the mix. They've got a crispy chicken sandwich, and they have a Southern style deluxe chicken sandwich, and they turned it out in Knoxville and in Houston.
That's what's too interesting. You actually smart. It's actually brilliant. Mm-hmm. You take a smaller, bigger town like a college town,
mm-hmm.
and you put it in a major city
mm-hmm.
to see what is going to be. Now, if Knoxville gets it cracking and Houston don't, you're going to see it in every college town across the country.
Then what's gonna happen? Then Zaxby's is gonna get in, and it's gonna be a Zaxby's.
So you're saying that this is now a battle royale?
I think it's been that.
So is this like the Mandalorians, the Jedi, the Knights of the Republic?
It's like the fight on Anchorman when everybody kept walking out.
Okay.
The corner, everything. Tim Robbins came out. Ben Stiller came out.
Then they
had the
Spanish station.
Yes.
All that shit.
Yes.
Okay.
Spanish news channel is here.
In part two, didn't they have BET come out?
Yeah, BET Smith, came out. Yeah, PBS came out on that one. The ghost of General Cornrow Wallace. Stonewall Jackson.
Just Stonewall Jackson.
Cornrow Wallace is clearly.
Yes, Cornrow Wallace is actually a.
Corn Roller.
The bird call. He stepped on my sneaker.
Poured Morton Salt all over me. Stepped on my sneakers. We got a ride on this fool. Robble. They had him sitting in that casket with that Scully on the locs.
With his finger in his mouth.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what Chicken Sandwich War is going to get us. Because now McDonald's is getting in the fray. Somebody told me, I heard a rumor.
Okay.
A rumor from around the way that churches have been slowly revamping their menu too. I haven't been there in years. But I might have to stop by. I'm going to take about $6 with me so I can eat everything on the menu.
So I had the chicken sandwich, huh?
From where? Oh, Popeyes.
And yes.
Go on, bro.
It wasn't like Rihanna taking baths, like, but it was fucking excellent, though.
Would you have regular or you had spicy?
I had the regular.
You got to level
go,
up.
You got to level up and go get some spicy.
You got to level up one time, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think if they threw some cheese on that bad boy, it'd be even more fire.
See, I don't like cheese and chicken together.
Really?
Okay. I don't like cheese and chicken together. But what I am going to go do, I think the lines is getting a little lower now.
No, they are.
You could go and get one. I think everybody had their mix. Either that or people have had enough heart attacks now that they're like, I can't keep doing this. I've had one scare. I can't have
No, they had a scare. They was laying in bed on it and their heart went boo-boo.
He's like, uh-oh.
Shit. I had five of them this week.
I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A and get some Chick-fil-A sauce and put it on that Popeye sandwich.
So you're just going to walk in Chick-fil-A and just grab the sauces?
Yeah.
No, you got to ask
something
for it.
I'll order something.
Oh, you're going to order something? Okay.
I could go to Chick-fil-A and be like, give me your firstborn. They'd be like, all right, 1 second, sir. We'll be right back. Is that your girl? I want her too.
Hold on, her number is 999.
Okay, give it to me quicker. Like, yeah, like, no, I want you to come here. I want you to watch. But
that's how much they customer service is. I agree.
So, yeah. So at any rate, that the chicken sandwich wars are raging on. They're going to places that we predicted. You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm.
It's headed there. Taco Bell got into the mix.
Yeah. When
I'm just waiting on some real outside cats to get into it, like Long John Silver's. Like, Arby's is in the mix now.
How's Arby's?
They've always been in the mix. They've got a buffalo chicken sandwich at Arby's.
Oh, wow.
But it's different. It's a standard buffalo chicken. But I got to see if they've got one chicken sandwich, they're going to make a Southern style. It's all about Southern style chicken sandwiches.
Okay.
That's what they're calling it.
So who's the next to get in? Or who's to get in where you'd be like, God damn.
The Chinaman.
Particular St. Louis term. Can you elaborate for our listeners that are from St. Louis what the Chinaman is? It is horribly racist term.
It's a particularly secular form of Chinese food.
Secular. It's very much so. It's in the Holy Land, which is the north side or the west side of St. Louis.
It's a phenomenal thing.
Yes.
People come here for all the wrong things. They don't go get what they really need.
Yeah. They never do. They never venture out to the real places.
So I feel like Burger King hasn't gotten the mix yet. I feel like Wendy's is hanging back a little bit.
Wendy's is like, let me see.
I think Wendy's lives in their lane. Like, I think that they cool. But I could see, like, Carl's Jr. jumping in real late after everybody kind of off of
it. Man, Carl's, a.k.a. Hardee's, they regular chicken back in the day was pretty decent. Like, they regular chicken.
They had to put it in that special reinforced bag because it was so greasy.
Yeah, but it was decent.
That bag was like that bag that The Undertaker had when he was fighting Papa Shango.
Like your soul in that motherfucker.
Yes. Like you open it up and like five of Shang Tsung's souls fly out that motherfucker. You'd be like,
no, you see your own soul in there like this.
Like when Eazy-E was giving you that peace sign going up that mountain.
Going up the mountain. Gonna miss everybody. Give me that peace sign.
Like you see your uncle hit that and the eyes turn black like Uncle Charles. Yo, me and my old dude used to tear that Hardee's chicken up, though. What's the best deceased chicken? Hardee's chicken or that Ponderosa chicken?
The Ponderosa chicken was the firest. That Ponderosa chicken is
They
legendary.
Would give you 45 wing dings in that bag.
Yo, and I would tear them up.
You open it up and all that smoke could come out.
Shout out to Javon that called them as a prank call once and told them that somebody bit off one of the wings back in his bag. And he said, he was acting like he was an old man, right? All our long-term listeners know this. And he said, I'm going to come back up there right now and give me another, a whole nother bag. Right? And the guy was like, no, what do you mean? He's like, all right, how about my nephew sell weed. How about we trade weed for another bag?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how much, you know, because Ponderosa is closed as an establishment, period, right? Across the board, right?
I'd like to think so. I don't know. Like, there's some places. What's your favorite food place that's gone forever?
Shoney's.
Who?
Shoney's. Remember
Shoney's? Is still around?
See, but I'm saying, but not in like terrestrial cities.
Oh, they got it in Alabama. There's one in Alabama.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's one in Memphis.
Okay.
Yeah, Shoney's is out there. Mine.
Ponderosa still has a website.
What?
There's one in Arnold.
Shoney's?
No, Ponderosa.
Oh, well, I'm not going to Arnold for
anything. No. We're not doing that.
I miss Quiznos, the OG of the hot sandwich.
Oh, man. The they OG. Literally was taking out Subway.
Yeah, and then
their production line got fucked up. That's the whole thing. Their production line got fucked up to getting their food. They literally was opened up across the street from the Subway, every Subway damn near at one point. They was setting up like CVS's do.
Mm-hmm.
And their food was, their sub sandwich was way better.
It was slapping.
Like,
there's still not a sandwich out there that's flexible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I still haven't found one yet.
Like, I just had to go to places like Charlie's, like to go to the steak joints. Yeah, and that's the closest thing I can get to, but that ain't the same
bargain. Or like Penn Station or something. Like, you know, like, fuck it. I want sandwich.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I don't want this Subway.
I used to have that mesquite chicken, though, dude.
I used to get that special that had them, three meats and cheese.
And they would toast your motherfucking bread through that goddamn thing.
So it's Quiznos for me / double zips.
Yeah, Zips. Oh, man, I can taste them Zips fries, though.
Zips fries. And, you know, Rallies is still around. But them Rallies
Rallies fries not the same as the Zips
crispier.
Fries. Yeah.
Them Zips was perfect.
Yeah, they was perfect texture. Remember, Zips used to have them crazy lines, though, too, back in the day.
Hell yeah.
They said them crazy lines.
Zips used to have a line where you used to drive around the line, and then you had to come back around one more time. It looked like you was in a pretzel. I was sitting in the back seat looking like Baby Yoda, but I was back there like, I just want these fries. I'm only going to eat like 10 of them. Yeah, but
they fire, though.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hell yeah. You damn right. So the new hope for the Chicken Wars might be to spread into Whack Arnold's. Let them get their run in at it, and then we'll see where it goes. This next one, this is in your wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. No 2K. Omarion takes to the streets.
Been ready for this.
With the B2K catalog and a lot more smut and dirt alongside of it.
So, first of all, I put out a status that everybody was like, damn, I didn't even know. I said, this is reason 1,952 why we all need to be singing a lead on a lot of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you got a new edition, learn this. With the first years of New Edition, when Ralph could have just left and went solo and took all them songs with him,
because
nobody else sang on none of these songs together. So all the hits was Ralph, basically. All them B2K hits is Omarion. You don't give a fuck about none of them other cats, real honestly. You just want to really hear Omarion.
Yeah.
And they fucked up themselves, but now I would have just, you're going to have to let me sing some of this shit. Johnny came in, Ricky started singing, Bobby was singing more. They was like, you ain't going back on tour without us, Ralph. So now they can't do the tour without some of the lead singers in any of those sectors of New Edition. They got to have some of the lead singers.
Mm-hmm.
Now Ronnie and Michael Bibbs want to go out. They asked out. But they kept Ricky in pocket. Ricky's always had their back and go on tour with them.
Mm-hmm.
But Omarion pulled the gangsterish shit. He put it out on Lil Fizz's birthday.
Yeah. Like, I feel like this has got to end in a pillow fight.
No. Somebody might get shot. Now, I ain't saying death. I'm saying, like, you know, get your hand out of my pocket.
Mm.
And then, like, you know, like, I shoot you in the leg and shit, though. And I say it was an accident because it was in my pocket, but I really tried to shoot you through to my pocket.
So like,
or maybe like Plastico Burrs, where I try to shoot you through my pocket, I shoot myself.
So like some Harlem Nights?
Yeah, exactly. Or I shoot myself on accident. But all our listeners that are overseas, they may not know, Little Fizzle Pop. Or as they call him, Dirty Pop.
Dirty Pop.
On the streets.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He basically is laid up, as the old folks say, with Omarion's baby mama of two children. And is with her. Now, previously, we thought Derek Fisher got down the grimiest. Previously, Derek Fisher was on Mount Rushmore of the grimiest. So my grimy Mount Rushmore was Derek Fisher, Bobby Womack,
Delonte West,
and Jermaine Jackson. Those were our Mount Rushmore of Dirty Macs.
I don't know. Delonte West gotta be.
Nah,
we're
gonna take him.
There's four heads. There's four heads.
I know. We're taking him off. Little Fizz, they replaced Delonte West. Somebody is your boy.
What about OJ Simpson for being Khloe Kardashian's daddy?
Yeah, that's. I don't think this is beating this. Those people can't beat this. You got to think. Bobby Womack showed up with his own boy's full mink coat to his funeral.
Yeah.
With his lady.
Yeah, Bobby Womack is the worst.
Jermaine Jackson had a baby with his own brother's ex-wife.
Yeah, he's the worst. He's the worst. Don't.
And then we had, who was the third one we had? So we have Bobby Womack, Jermaine Jackson. Who was the other person we said?
Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
His own boy and teammate.
Brent Berry and Tony Parker got to be in there too, though.
What happened with Brent Berry and Tony Parker?
Oh, when they had the crossover, the teammate crossover?
Oh, I didn't know about this.
Oh, yeah.
Expound on this for the listeners like myself that didn't know.
Yeah, so when Brent Berry and Tony Parker were playing for the Spurs together, mm-hmm. it was said that Brent Berry's wife at the time exchanged hundreds of text messages with Tony Parker for over the year, and they were sexually charged.
Ooh.
So he was shooting. What's it called when you sex texting?
Sexting.
I'm super washed up. Yeah. I can't remember that.
Sexting, baby.
Yeah, but that was happening when they were teammates on the same squad. Mm. So you looking?
Is he with Eva Longoria still at this time?
Yes. And so you look off in the stands.
Ooh, it's messy.
You look off in the stands and you see your girl.
And she blowing a kiss. It ain't to you.
It ain't to you. She's like, get out the way. Get He's up. Going Tony Parker.
Is this?
You know what it is?
Is it worse? No, Derek Fisher was worse, though, because Derek Fisher and Matt Barnes used to hang out at each other's cribs and shit.
Yeah, do we know that Tony Parker? Some best man type stuff.
Yeah. Was Tony Parker and Brent Berry boys or just co-workers?
I don't know, man.
Nah, I still think it's dirty.
When you're a teammate, you ain't a co-worker.
No, I'm saying it's dirty.
How did Tim Duncan allow this to happen in his house?
That's because his girl was getting tossed up by a lot of people on the low. He couldn't do nothing about it.
Wow. Spurs, the most dominant team that had the softest cats of all time.
Bingo, bingo.
With probably the exception of Bruce Bowen and Steven Jackson.
That's dirty, man.
Steven Jackson might be tough enough
and
for everybody.
And he was only one year.
That's true.
They had to get them the fuck up out of here. He was too real for them.
Okay.
But that is dirty Mackin. But we talking about the Mount Rushmore dirty Mackin.
Yes.
Little Fizz has replaced Delonte West.
That's phenomenal. That's
dude, this is a dude you know since you were 14, 15 years old.
That's like when you was watching Kobe start to pass like cats that you didn't even think was like when you see LeBron and Kobe pass cats up on the score all-time
and you're like,
scoring
damn,
list.
Karl Malone is getting passed.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. That we're gonna say that in a minute because one of them gonna pass. Well, do you think LeBron gonna pass Kareem?
Oh, a lot of points. Well, but Karl Malone's all-time scorer, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I mean,
do I think he's gonna get? I don't know, man. That's tough. That's tough.
Karl Malone too, though. That's hard to go pass him too.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a great question.
I mean, since you was mentioned, so little fizzle pop. So I mean, and then the messed up person in this is Jay Boog, who was trying to like just stay low key, just get his money, living a good Christian life. And is trying to get this B2K money while he could. He understood this train wasn't going on forever.
Mm-hmm.
He know he don't do shit. He just like, yo, look, let Omarion get 50%. We'll split the other 50% between the rest of the three of us. It's more than what I'm making now. And Omarion said, fuck it. You know what? I'm going to be petty. I'm going to actually take less money. And put Bow Wow on the tour, which was real suspect to a certain extent, but that's another story.
Indeed it was, yes.
Then bring in more people on my tour and drop it on Little Fizzle Pop's birthday.
Little Fizzle Pop. That sounds like a Nelly lyric.
Did you know Fizzle Pop is shorter than me? The whole band is shorter than me.
Oh,
and
yeah, I mean.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
And I know, I'm not.
That's why I said it's going to be a pillow fight, because it wouldn't be no real. It would be like when they had the real little dudes fighting on ESPN2. Like the 125-pound cats, they be throwing hands hella quick. But yeah. You don't be knowing, be looking like, ain't nobody going to get knocked out.
It'd be like,
around.
Flyweights. You're talking about like flyweights fighting.
Yeah, featherweights.
No, flyweight is below featherweight.
Oh, that's true. Featherweight sounds more disrespectful.
Bantamweight, I think, is the lowest. I think it's like 108.
See, that's like.
No, strawweight is it. I think strawweight is the lowest weight.
That's like when you look like you need to be riding horses.
But also, I think you're like 5'2".
I can't. I just, the disrespect is.
Straw weight is 105 pounds.
The disrespect is so intense. Like, you disrespecting yourself weighing 105 pounds. Like, is it possible to disrespect yourself by how much you weigh?
No, I mean, I guess it is. But, man, what is a scenario for you where somebody.
I don't think I got nothing I can relate to on this. Ain't nobody ever touched my mom's, yo.
No. I mean, like, were you seeing somebody else get somebody, you messing with somebody's girl and be with them, and that was their girl before, and within a crew or friendships?
Well, see, that's a crew ender. We've went over that before.
Yeah, we talked about this. Yeah,
that's
a crew. Listen, I forgot who gave us the voicemail.
Yeah, that's a crew ender if that happens.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, man. I know two homeboys that was messing with the same chick at the same time and got her pregnant. And it was a situation, Nip and Tuck, who was going to be the father of this
kid. Wait, who was Nip and who was Tuck?
They were both at the same time with her.
Ah, so like, I just thought those might be people.
No, Nip this was Tuck. A threesome that went wrong where she getting up pregnant.
Oh. Hold on, was it like a mixed brew up in there?
Oh, no. It was 2-on-1.
I know, but I'm saying, was it like a mixed brew up in there?
Yeah, it was a holiday cocktail.
So he got two daddies.
Yeah. He only has one.
They did the DNA test and it was two daddies? Does it work like that?
Yeah. Oof. No, went two daddies. But you know if it's twins can be like that. You know that, right? Like if a woman has the egg opens and it's like two and another dude comes back in, you can have two different kids, two different paternities. It's like, a very slim chance, but it's happened.
That's like back when they used to put the pizza on top of the other pizza. It was that double-decker pizza.
God damn, man.
That's aggressive as hell. That's one of the most aggressive things I've ever heard in my life. Now, I don't think I got anything for that. I'm sorry, man. That's another. I can't talk about that without exposing the inside.
Some inside shits, yeah.
Yeah, I'd just rather laugh at them fools than have to. I'd have to open up volumes. I had like that library at the Crypt Keeper used to be sitting in. I'd have to take that old book out
and dust it. I blow it off.
Blow that dust. It looked like it's on Pigpen and it's just going down the street. Like, I'd blow that dust, it'll go all the way back to 1997 or something. Damn. Like that. And I can't have that. I can't have that on my spirit.
I know homeboys that have dated two women that were friends.
I know homeboys who have dated
multiple women that are friends, yes. Actually. Let me take that back.
Entire chapters. We
having a double standard here.
We
though,
got
man?
One brother that's called the ender of chapters.
God damn, he's Thanos for chapters.
He basically is. Yeah.
But are we having a double standard here with this? Because we would
if it was a daddy.
No, I'm saying if it was the opposite way.
Like if 702 got on somebody's daddy, or if like.
Okay, no, if what one girl of the girls group is 702.
What girl group is most likely getting this? Not what's the
in the Fizzle Pop situation?
With the girl from Power. What was her group?
3LW.
3LW.
Definitely number one.
They definitely would be number one on the petty.
They don't even count because none of them bras like each other. So yeah. They don't even count.
Okay.
The group I think, what R&B women's group would have these problems?
I think 3LW
In Vogue.
I think 3LW is most likely to have tacky.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's in vogue though. This answer is in vogue.
Okay,
because they were put together like B2K was. They weren't friends beforehand.
Oh, okay.
In Vogue was put together by a dude. He just knew all 40s girls could sing and brought them together, like almost like a talent show or some shit.
You're almost like a pimp.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
There's a lot of different ways you can wrap.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, you can if you if I'm fine with that. If that's your terminology you want to go with. Damn, they have a pinweight division. That's 101 pounds. Just FYI, for
everybody.
I don't
want anything
keeping
to do
score.
With that. I don't want anything to do.
But yeah, man, Fizzle Pop, man. Like I haven't seen no homeboys with that. But what we got next?
All right, man. So as we continue to go down the aisle o scenarios, aisle de la scenarios, we have the Silver Surfier. All right, man. So it's time for you to explain to me.
What the fuck is going on
with the ties you have to the city of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and the embrace that your life is surrounded with hip hop?
Mm-hmm.
It is your burden to explain what the fuck is going on with Kanye West.
I'm 100%.
He looked like he dipped himself down in T1000. What was the thing? T800? T1000?
It's T1000.
Yeah, T-1000, that thing. Robert Patrick. He looked like a black Robert Patrick.
Yeah, you had what was it? I forgot the goo was called. It wasn't a goo. It was called like some kind of hybrid Terminator situation. But I don't know what's going on with Kanye. We all don't know. Nobody knows. Now, let's go back a little bit. And I want to give some crow to a lot of motherfuckers out here. That remember when Ye was talking about, I'm going to help bring jobs back to Chicago and he was going to open up the Yeezy plant and all that shit. Where the fuck is that at? We talking about this a year and a half later from them comments.
Yeah, we waiting on them. We got receipts.
I'm waiting on the Yeezy. I was just in Chicago. It's a whole area on the west side of open factories. You could probably walk into that motherfucker and start a buy right now.
We ordered that Postmates a long time ago. It still ain't here.
Yeah. What happened?
Might be time to give me my money back, yo.
Yeah, all these people talking about they believe and let Kanye do it. Okay, where the fuck is Yeezy at? This motherfucker's got ADD on life. Like, he just literally jumps from shit to shit, man.
Yeah.
And I blame the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm. I think any chance we get to do that, we got to take
blame the Kardashians. Even though I feel sorry for Kim Kardashian at the same time, because she didn't sign up for all this bullshit. She signed up for some other bullshit.
Yeah, she was looking for something different. Like, yeah. if you could rewind time.
She signed up for him cheating on her, even. Like, she would probably be more fine with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she'd be good with that.
Yeah, like, she'd be fine with
been that. There before.
Yeah.
She dated Ray J. She's fine.
He said, been there before. That's nothing.
Yeah, she's good.
Doing that all the time. My mom has a baby by O.J. Simpson, so that's nothing for us.
I'm good. Don't worry about it.
She didn't sign up for this, but I don't know, man. Like, I wonder 5 to 10 years from now, will this be like a part of the biography where it'd be like the, like when you see Aviator? Where you see Howard Hawks all fucked up is in his life, where he's like a recluse and he's fucked
up. Are you talking
up.
About with Aviator Leonardo yes. DiCaprio with right. Howard
yes.
Hughes?
Yes, Howard Hughes. I said Howard
you
Hughes.
You think Kanye going to be Howard Hughes?
Is that where we're going to see it?
I think he's going to end up like De Niro at the end of The Irishman.
I haven't seen that all the way, so I need to see that still. I know he is in the retirement home all fucked up, but.
The Godfather 3.
No, he's going to be worse than these situations.
Is he going to be like Spiegel? Is he going to be like Thanos when he was out there before when he had his armor set up on that
there
scarecrow?
There you go. That sounds but that means he won, though. And I don't think he's going to win this. And he's going to be sitting back and he's going to be like, man, I fucked up with black people. And I fucked up with myself. What the fuck am my mama thinking right now?
What's Tupac thinking right now?
Oh, it's all expletive words. I think he would... Tupac will put a full sentence together with no other pronouns but expletives.
Kanye needs like a Jiminy Cricket Tupac to land on his shoulder and bring him back to life.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He needs somebody look haired motherfucker.
Zip-titty motherfucking doodah.
Like, god damn, Ye. And the thing is though, is Ye is he is Anakin Skywalker. Motherfuckers thought he was gonna be my balanced.
He's Anakin. Yeah. We've been saying this for years now. He's Anakin.
He is, man.
It's gonna take the Death Star getting blown up to bring him back.
Maybe, do we have to wait for his kids to get older and one of them to like whoop his ass or something? No, like,
it might take that. And that
is it. Northwest.
There's a long time in between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope.
It is. You're right. You're right.
That's a whole generation.
You're right. Maybe she need to go hire some of his kids on Tatooine or whatever in Toronto. Or something in like
is Tatooine in Toronto?
That's what I was thinking. Toronto.
Oh, shit, I thought it was like by Dubai or something.
No, it's got to be the opposite. It's got to be Kanye go hang out in Dubai. That'd be somewhere he would go hang out with. I don't see Kanye wanting to hang out in Toronto. It's too cold. Wyoming is the best farthest north. I feel like he would go.
Okay.
You know, so not even no Toronto. Actually, you know what? Take that back. Toronto's somewhere he would kick it at. We got to send him to Halifax. Them to Halifax, and because it's all black people there. People don't understand that Halifax is like a half-black Canadian town that black people went to after slavery. They went to Halifax, Nova Scotia. We need to send him there. He don't want to. He won't show up there.
Okay.
You know, we'll let him go to Halifax.
I don't have a clue where that's at, so that's fine.
It's basically northeast of New York.
Okay.
Northeast of New York, more like north of like New Hampshire, shit like that up in there.
Okay.
Well, just to give you some geography for people out
places
there.
That I don't, yeah. Well, yeah. Places you probably know. Way to show off, for sure. So, I don't know what's up with Ye. He dipped himself in silver. He's out there. I'm worried that other people are going to start doing this stuff.
Have you had a homeboy you had to worry about like this?
I'm glad you brought that up. Yes. I've had several homeboys. I've got a couple homeboys that have gotten deep off into some things in life where I just kind of follow them on Facebook and I'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Can you describe anything?
I don't know.
You know,
sometimes you just have anybody that's ever just gotten so far off into like a movement, but it's like a movement of one, and you'd be like, all right, so where are we going with this? Like, what's going to be the end of this?
Have you had a friend join a cult?
I think so.
Oh, is it cult of cult personality, or are you saying like?
Like, I don't know. Probably cult. I mean, you know, I think that anytime you join an entertainment group, you join a cult. like a hood cult.
Where oh, like, so they become
like when the people become different people, and all they do is send you flyers and put you on like mass text messages and shit like that.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Like that, right. And then that friend become that burden because you be like, fuck. You be like, fuck, he's put. Why you put me on a mass text message?
I don't want to go there.
You done lost your soul. Why you throwing a party in the heart of the hood? I'm not coming to that. You know I'm not coming to that.
Nobody's wanting to come to that.
You know, like a friend that gets really deep off into like one thing, like they get like super deep off into like, you know, transcendental meditation or something. You'd be like, hey man, that doesn't sound fun to me. I don't want to go do that.
That don't sound like it.
And they'd be like, but yo, it's so fire. Like I'm doing so many different things. I'd be like, yeah, that's cool. But can't we just like, you know what I'm saying? Like go buy a fifth and turn up. And they'd be like, nah, brother, see, that ain't what you need to be on. Speaking of which, there have been a lot of brothers who have woken up in the last 5 years who is so deep into being awoke now that I think that they don't even realize that they actually sleep.
Yeah, no, I agree. I 100% agree.
Now, that feels like a cult of choice right there.
They don't know that they're asleep, though.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know. When, have you ever had somebody in your life that's become a hotep and you've been like, uh-oh, I see it coming?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a cult. That's a cult of one.
Yeah, yeah, and it, or
it's like a cultural incel.
You don't even want to talk to them. Almost, you like, man, we don't have none of the same motherfucking opinion. Like, and I'm fine with nobody having nobody.
Don't have any of the same.
No,
opinions.
And it's fine if we don't have any. Because I love debate and love having discussion. It makes me learn and grow. But when we checking off 99.9% of the boxes, you know, when you like R. Kelly shouldn't be in jail, Bill Cosby didn't do it. You know, all the boxes, you know, that all the motherfuckers are, like, every one of them. They check off every one of them. They be like, these hoes ain't shit. You be like, they lying about rape. You be like, okay, man.
No, you take know. It easy. Now. Yeah, now like, you know what?
Nah.
Or, like, when you have, like a friend that, like, really, like, wants to defend an athlete, like a Kobe guy or, ooh, like, a LeBron guy.
I can deal with that.
I can't. That's the one thing I can't do. I can't deal with people that have bad sports opinions.
Okay.
I can't do it. As many times as I've tried to do it.
It's the Kobe stand. You can't deal with the Kobe stand.
I have no. Listen, if you want to believe that, fine. You go ahead and believe that. He's not better.
But being like standing on you, like, saying like.
Be realistic with this thing, though. Like, you can be all about a guy. You can be all about a player, but be realistic about where they stand.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, like we can't
like
say.
Like, when people just deny that anybody had fault in their life. Like, you'd be like, no, man, you're like, yeah, LeBron went to 8 straight finals. It doesn't matter that he only won 2 of them. Like, no, it does matter. That's a completely different thing. Yeah. Well, 3 of them. But, you know, it's like, still, Michael Jordan didn't do, but how many Hall of Famers Michael Jordan play? I was like, well, enough. I mean,
it's like the great Roy Jones said, they ain't nobody. They wouldn't know nobodies. I just made them look like nobodies.
And Mike did that for years. And I just am like, what are y'all talking about? Like, stop doing this. You know better than this. You don't have to be this way. This is a choice you're making to act like this, and I'm uncomfortable with it. That's how I think. I feel like cult of bad opinions or something that we have many, many people be in, and Facebook just shows it repeatedly.
I agree. Honestly,
I watched it happen the other day when Kamala Harris dropped out of the presidential race.
Oh, I saw it for both ends that were ridiculous, though.
Yeah. Like both sides. Ends. That went in so many sides that I was like, oh, hold up.
I'm out.
I asked a simple question. I said, all right, so where do the people that supported Kamala Harris pivot their vote to now? Like, who do they get behind? I'm genuinely curious. Mm-hmm. People was like, we get to be mad about this because a black woman needs. I'm like, what's that got to do with the.
And then you got the other side. Fuck them bitches.
Yeah. Like,
I had that bitch anyway. Like,
we don't have to do this.
Yeah, like, whoa. We can't just be political and say, like, I didn't like her ideologies and things like that.
No, I don't think, but you can't say anything. But I also do agree that you can't say anything against women right now to an extent that's going way too far.
That's why soon we can segue into another woman nobody can talk about, which is also somebody that is. A marketing genius.
Okay.
Shout out to Lizzo. I put up a tweet. I said, oh, we talking about Lizzo, and I had the Grandfather Simpson going in and out the door like, I'm out. I'm not even going to comment on this shit. Because, no, it's set up. That's a set. Yeah. Why would you comment on this situation? So people that don't know, Lizzo literally showed her ass at the Lakers game. Not talking about that on that aspect. I'm not. No comment on that. What I want to comment on is her marketing genius.
Mm.
The fact that she dropped a single that night
for
her new single, for everybody that's keeping tabs, her new single that is called Good as Hell. 3.3 million views now as of right now.
I'm about to say it really made an impact, huh?
Yeah. I'm not going to get into the politics if she's a big girl showing her ass and all that. Not going to do that. Because I know where my bread and butter is.
Yeah, and that's not either one of
them. And I'm not going to win that. Even my opinion is not going to break the bank.
No.
It's not going to help anything. It's not going to do anything.
You got to know the fights that you can win.
Not going to fight that. I do want to talk about, like I said, marketing genius of this.
Okay.
Of like taking and understanding how much people maybe despise that or enjoy that and using that for your marketing.
Absolutely.
Have you, what do you think that this is a good example, bad example
of it? I mean, use your time in the spotlight to shine a light on what you want for people to see. So, I mean, like, you know, if that she's on a buzz, she's on a roll right now. She got some nominations, got different stuff like that. She's out there. She's kind of a, you know, I don't know, kind of to it. She's a genre breaker. You know what I mean? Like, she's doing things that kind of turn things on their head against the way they usually are. So use your time to do what you got to. Now, I did hear she got thrown out the Staples Center forever for that, though.
Oh, really?
Because she was twerking on the seat and throwing, and throwing money on the ground.
Yeah, and then she was like showing, she was shaking her ass before that. It's just the camera didn't see that until the money shot. But if you look at the video, it's a dude behind her that's just like, damn, I've been watching this shit all night. Now, and he was like laughing because she was like, he knew she was going to turn around. He was like, oh, all y'all motherfuckers in TV land, y'all finna get all this. So they banned her to Staples Center for good. So yeah, she can't go to Clippers games either.
Yeah, she's out. I wonder if that means she can't perform there. I don't know what that means exactly. I heard TMZ Sports, I think, had it out there, though.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, but she might not even give a fuck about basketball and just went to go kick it.
I mean, you go to Lakers games just as a rite of passage when you're a celebrity.
Yeah, and it's
like
a thing to stunt. It's really. So what are the biggest stunting events, games to be at? Like, games to be at? Like
places to be seen?
Yeah, like.
Oh, boxing matches.
No, basketball. Like teams.
Oh, Lakers.
Knicks games.
Lakers games, Knicks games, Warriors games when they was popping like that.
You think Hawks games?
Nah. Nobody cares about sports in Atlanta.
Is that it? I guess maybe Heat?
In the NBA? No, not in the Heat.
So are we really talking about them two cities then, right? So basically LA and New York then. Where you could be stunting, like, if you're like, oh, shit, such and such was courtside.
All-Star game. Wherever that's at. Wherever the All-Star game's at, the finals. I mean, that's it. Yeah, I mean, that's it. But, you had a great question about this. You were going to tie this to an actual scenario.
Talking about the Lizzo.
I'm going to speak to you about you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Because you said that looking at that, you was like, there was a time in your life.
No.
Where you would have pulled that wine
back. No, I did not me. I said, if I had enough alcohol and I was hungry. And she had wings at her house and enticed me. But she had to have the wings out, like kind of like breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Like how you like leaving the bar, and like, here go one wing, here go one Ponderosa wing for you. Like, ooh, I got some more at home. Like, oh shit. Hey man, I'm good. It's like on a, you ever seen Beer Fest?
Yes.
Yeah, remember the scene with Monique where he was like, hey man, she fine, y'all. I'm cool. Remember he's like, I'm good. Don't worry about me. And they were like, no, don't worry about me. I'm good.
Yeah, like, don't do it, bro.
Don't do it. That was that. But I have a homeboy who would like to be nameless that has been on this podcast that is a part of this network.
They're going to go and look that up. They're going to go look that up.
Was a prominent member of this network.
You're about to drag a lot of other people into one man's bullshit with that.
He said once he had he got caught in a snowstorm at a woman's house and had to post up for that Emo's pizza and had to go ahead and hit. Because he said it was for the Emos, and it was a snowstorm.
Do you hit before or after the
he
Emos?
He said he did both, though, as a thank you and a prequel and a thank you.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Because it was that good.
Now you just, it just
he
came
said
back.
He said the Emos, he said it was the most fire Emos. He said, I don't know if because I didn't have no money and it was snowing and I was drunk or.
Yeah, that just came back into my mind. I know exactly
yeah,
what
shout
you're
out,
talking
shout
about.
Shout out to you, brother. Y'all figure it out. When
so
y'all
what's the most
out,
desperate you know, thing you've ever had to do in order to get to live your life?
Ooh, talking about to get out of something? Or
no, to live your life. Like, you was just like, you know what? I'm going to have to pull this off.
I had to climb out of a window with this drawers on and sneakers.
That seems like that qualifies.
Yeah, well, shout out to, should I even tell this story? Hold on, y'all. We want to put y'all on the,
Oh, we're about to put it behind the paywall?
Yeah, we're going to put it on the paywall, y'all.
with you.
Hey, we had to put that one up on the elevated music on y'all. That one, yeah, that's not a yeah.
Yeah, you need to chill out still.
Like, yeah, I was 24 years old running around New York, man.
I ain't never done anything quite that desperate before.
Mm-hmm. That's not the only time that's happened to me, too.
I did have some homeboys drop.
Happened to me again, though, 4 years later.
Oh, my God. You was too late in the game for that.
Yeah.
At that point.
No, I was 27.
Yeah,
it's like when you coming out of rehab, though, and like you got to go back one more time to make sure your shit right.
27 was a very reckless time.
Yeah.
But it was like a semi-funded recklessness, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it was kind of like I thought I had little money.
Yeah, a little bit of change.
Thought I had a little something. So
yeah,
like,
but you ain't know for real, 'cause you can do shit for real.
No, I couldn't really.
But just go out and have a couple of drinks every weekend.
Yeah, every weekend.
You can't take no trips and shit. And
every
like
weekend
that.
I could party in my own city.
Yeah. But what we got next, man? I know people are like, what the fuck was he talking about? Hey,
we can just touch on this one real quick. But Delicious and Raymond Santana.
Now people are like, Delicious and Raymond Santana. Yes, they are engaged.
So Raymond Santana of the
Exonerated Five.
The Exonerated Five has truly taken his time in the sun and flipped it.
Now, this is the fucked up question I have. If someone told you 10 years prior previously when you were 16 that you was going, this is the woman you're going to get with this body, everything, and a check for $4 million, but you got to go to jail for 7 years and be on a sex registry list for 5 years, would you take the money and the girl? If you knew this was look, this is guaranteed. I'm not going to die in jail. Nothing's going to happen to me. But I may not be have harm there and I fight and all kind of things that may happen to me in jail. But at the end of the rainbow, there's a check for $5 million and Delicious. Not necessarily Delicious. Let's just say whatever your woman is that you fantasize about. Because then he may have fantasized about it. Delicious is okay looking at me. I'm saying I could see how somebody like
that. So would I go to jail and be on a sex offender registry in order to get a $5 million check? Do I get a movie made about me still?
Yeah. No, right. Everything that's happened to him.
Nah, man, that's that man's path.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Hey, man, that's the fucked up part is you still wouldn't take it.
That's that man's path, not mine.
Yeah,
no.
but I'm saying, period, I still just don't want to go to jail. Mm-hmm. Like, that's some horrible shit to go through.
Yeah, no, jail's no good.
But he's definitely flipped it, though.
Yeah.
Has he finessed this nine? How do you even make Delicious,
Top 10
though?
Finessa. Top 10 Finessa.
Do you introduce yourself? Because I'm sure this happened in the DMs. Because she probably hit me up and was like,
probably
I just saw your story. No, no.
Awards.
No, no. It's in the DMs. I just saw the movie. I was so touched by what you went through. And she thought it was a dude in the movie. The attractive dude in the movie.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? She thought it was him.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm thinking.
So it's like the come up off of another version of yourself? She wanted to holler at
the bizarre world version of you.
Oh, no.
And then he was like, no, well, you know what? Why don't I take you to dinner and tell you about everything I've been through? So the first whole date is him just making her cry.
And he had to show up like the Phantom of the Opera so she wouldn't
see
who it was?
No, I've been through so much. It's how I look now. And you've been with Flavor Flav, I heard.
I wish I would have.
You've been with Flavor Flav, I heard, so you really ain't got much to say to me.
I wish I would have said something like that at some point. Like, I've been through so much. This is how I look now.
Yeah.
Maybe I can still do that.
What are the other dudes in Search Bar 5 thinking like, God damn.
They probably out there shooting jumpers from like Steph Curry range now.
They probably shooting high.
They hollering at
I'm thinking of Kerry Hilson.
Yeah. Kerry Hilson, damn.
No, I'm saying, fuck it. Somebody probably like, fuck it. I'm going after it.
Why not?
Why not?
All right, so
especially what's the one that went through the most shit? Corey. Corey might be like, fuck it. I might be able to do this
I'm
shit.
Going for Oprah.
Do you know how long I was in jail?
I'm going for Stacey
Dash.
I'm,
you know how long I was in jail? Fuck it. Ain't that no rejection. No rejection is gonna be worse than what the fuck I've been through.
Oh my God.
And maybe that's a part of his hustle, part of his thing too. Like Santana was like, fuck it. I'm gonna shoot my shot. But good luck to them, man. But that is the ultimate finesse.
So what's the most situation. What's the biggest finesse that you pulled off against the odds? Against the odds finesse.
Oh man. Do you have one off the hand? I'm trying to think of one.
Oh, so many. There's been so many.
Well, throw one to us while I'm trying to think of one.
Oh man, that's a good one. What's the best finesse that I've ever pulled off?
Or what about even have you? What have you been? How have you been finessed? Let's do it even that way.
Man, I don't think I've been finessed too many times.
I think, 'cause we all have.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, this is a part of life.
I mean, of course, yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I mean, every once in a while, I get an onion ring in my fries. That's a nice.
That's a hell of a finesse, especially when you used to. You got it. You really popping, like, man, I'm really wanting this fry, and this random onion ring was in my fried juice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Finesse. Man, let's put it to the listeners on that one, man. Like, 'cause I can't think of one. Maybe
flued out once.
Oh.
Yeah, I got flued out once just on some let's just see what goes on type stuff back in my youth. Yeah. Yeah, I got the ride that way a couple times.
What city did you fly out to?
New York.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, you was really finessing.
I was moving my feet in the pocket. I came up on an Apollonia looking John in Minnesota one time. I was convinced that it might actually have been Apollonia.
Oh, really?
And I was just talking. I don't even know what I was saying. I was just talking. Getting like that's probably most of my finessing has just been like, let me see if I can holler at this chick.
Okay.
And keep on moving.
The time I got played, I mean, I thought I was finessing my nigga good that time. I think I told that story.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I think that's
But that's an A for effort. Situation there. Yeah. You was gonna be Raymond Santana.
That's what I was looking for. Really, I should have had a sob story when I went over there. You know, I had to get locked up and they had to exonerate me. If I would have known that was the hustle back in 2004, I'd have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd known that. Shout out to you though, man. And hey, man, I've been finessing them, man. Like, man, they probably are truly in love, man. So I'm just saying, though, to go from
it's a turnaround.
Yeah, yeah. He basically the Joe Burrow of this right now.
Yes, he is the Joe Burrow of this. They're very good. The Joe Burrow / Cam Newton award.
Yes.
Yes.
We're glad you're here, but we don't know how you really got here.
Like, who let him in?
Yeah, like, you're doing it well. Okay, well, shit, you here now.
Oh, I have finesse. I know a good finesse. Okay. Can you finesse something if you invite it?
No, I mean, yeah, I mean,
I did hang out with Floyd Mayweather for a whole night, and I didn't even plan on going.
Where was this at?
It's here in St. Louis. Came to St. Louis to do an appearance at, like,
at the
Coliseum. No, at the club, the Coliseum.
Oh, so then somebody invited you to go hang out with Floyd?
Yeah, and then I ended up hanging out with the brother, and then he ended up just being a cool dude. He was rapping about twice that night.
Oh, really?
And I was just like, oh, I ain't bet. I don't even know what I'm doing here. I was having dinner, and now I'm hanging out with the champ.
That's luckily.
Yeah.
Finessing is where you like, all right, if we do this, and I do
this. Oh, I got into a club saying I was Matt Kemp once.
Get the fuck out of here. Where was you at? Here in St. Louis?
It was a different time in New York.
So did they give you like a table?
Hook yeah.
You up? Oh, they did a spread for
whole
you,
thing,
too?
Laid it out.
So how long did they never figure out who you were?
I don't know if they did or not.
So they give you free bottles and stuff?
We was living.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it was me and like my other homeboy. We was living.
So did they like put it on a thing? Like, we got Matt Kemp in the house on the thing. Are they?
Okay. Oh,
no, they didn't. So hold on. You put the piece out of?
We out here, baby. I had a hood on. It was like a
That's
club.
A finesse. That like, is a finesse.
It was a club in the meatpacking district.
Okay. I know exactly where you at.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
And they said your name on the speaker too? Like,
yeah, it's like, yo, shout out to the Los Angeles Dodgers in the building. Yeah.
Yep.
And did girls come over to your table and stuff and kick it?
Yeah, it was living life.
So we have to talk about this all
day. It was living life, yeah.
What we got next, man? All
right, man. So next up, we got some This Week in 50 time.
Right.
So we got to take this back. First of all, Eminem versus Nick Cannon. Let's give him 15 seconds of that. All
right.
Legal compliance, 15 seconds.
Didn't end on a high note.
Yeah.
But that other dude's whip, that pussy got him neutered. Tried to tell him this chick's a nut job before he got his jewels clipped. Almost got my caboose kicked. Fool quit, you're not going to do shit. I let her chop my balls off too before I lost to you, Nick. Nick, I should quit.
So... this one kind of fell into my lap.
Because somebody told me that Nick Cannon was going up against 50 Cent. And I was like, I mean, going up against Eminem. And I was like, excuse me?
This is not the first time, though. They've been
having no, I know. Back. But yeah. I'm just like.
Like, why is this new?
2019? Yeah. Like, what's happening here? And apparently Eminem, who is all-time first team petty. Like,
yes.
First team all petty. Like, on the NBA 100-year petty list. Like, he's on there representing Detroit. He is called Nick Cannon out again. Like, why did he do this? Like, why? Like, what's the motivation here? Where did this petty come from? This is the Everlast petty.
Yeah. I mean, it came out of nowhere. It's on the Fat Joe and Dre album, Family Affair. You all heard the snippet. I have no idea where this came from. He's just being an asshole. No, he strictly just being an asshole.
He's just being a bully, dog.
Yeah, just being this is like, damn, maybe you know, Nick would rhyme with Snick right here. Let me put Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey all over here. This is almost how I felt, like, you know. But then Nick Cannon drops two more diss songs.
Right.
Him and claims that Eminem was getting hit by his driver. All kind of, and, you know, all kind of, like, crazy stuff like that. And this is something I'm realizing, and this is maybe this is older rappers that do this, and this is something that I think does not work anymore. But the homophobic,
it hasn't aged well.
Right. Or like the thing of like you let your driver suck your dick. Like it doesn't have the pulling of the masculinity. I think that's the whole point of it. Like, oh yeah, you got your dick sucked by a dude. I don't think that has as much pull or as much. It's that sting, yes, to say that. But I don't think it does as much in 2019 as it would in 2000.
Yeah, no, it's not going
to. To basically try to pull a man car by saying you gay, basically.
No, you can't do that. I mean, it's not going to really move anybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, yeah. Okay, if he is gay, so what? That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying people would say.
Well, so, but because of this, of course, the emperor himself inserted himself into this situation. And felt that he needed to, rightfully so, as it is his place.
And they've been having a little cold war on the low, too.
Eminem and 50 Cent?
No. Nick Cannon and 50 been having a little cold
war. Oh, I know. But,
yeah,
but
this has made it fully
on
missiles.
But then he hollered, he went after 50's guy.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying, though. Now it's a full-on war. It's like the Cold War. Was like all these little smaller countries you associate with.
It's Pearl
like
Harbor. It's Pearl Harbor now.
Exactly.
Nick Cannon don't want to be where he is.
No. Because who's going to ally with Nick Cannon?
This isn't a place that Nick Cannon needs to be in. This is not a safe place for who.
Nick Cannon's got money to maybe pay for some people to be on board.
Yeah, see, like, and when you got to buy your affection, that's never in history. It's never
you got to pay for some mercenaries.
when you got to buy guys to stand to ride for you, that never really has ever.
But
vibed.
Then on the other side of this conversation is the idea that Eminem, people scared of Eminem when it comes to lyrically and battle rap. And I know and understand his following and his game from being a battle rapper in his previous life, but he hasn't really went against nobody that was like formidable in his rap career.
Okay.
And the idea of being fearful of him, I guess, is a thing of like.
I mean, because you know.
It's almost a Suge Knight thing until somebody really. Not saying that Eminem's going to get knocked out, but we have a fear of it, of Suge Knight, because of what we heard and things like that. But we ain't never seen Suge Knight do that.
Okay.
We just heard it, you know, and we're fearful because of what he's done.
Because,
and we know he's done certain things.
But like, it's because people that you trust have told you.
Right, but also you look at it like Suge Knight also was punching down and getting motherfuckers he know he can run over.
Okay, true.
So that's a question if you're talking about lyrical capability and rhyming. Is Eminem punching down to go after Nick Cannon?
Yeah, I think that it's.
I mean, he did go off to Joe Budden's too, but it wouldn't, you know, Joe Budden too.
I think that to a certain extent, though, it's just like, it's just funny to see somebody just be like, I'm not going to let this die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 50's whole thing too, right?
Yeah. So, no, he's just, I got my boy back. So, and I already had a Cold War with
so
you.
So let's
already
talk about
out.
How 50 inserted himself into mm-hmm. it, though. So, like.
So, first of all, 50 comes out.
I'm sorry. And, my fault.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Make sure you get his name correct.
He's on Harvard Marison mm-hmm. terms.
He first comes out and says, because, you know, y'all know 50 runs Instagram, and that's his playground, is to be on Instagram. So, first off, he goes, let's see here. I'm going to read them off to y'all. He goes, he took them down. 50 took it down.
Uh-oh.
Somebody tell Fofty he got quiet down.
Damn, man, Fofty took him down to disses. Hold on now. No, Fofty.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, man. Fofty, what you doing, man? Oh, I don't. Okay, he's got one left. I don't understand to save my life why someone would pick a fight with him. He is a different kind of animal. I haven't seen a motherfucker come close to beating him, man. Hey, Nick, that shit was trash. I oughta kick in your ass when I see you, punk.
That's my favorite one. He left the one up.
He had some other ones too, but he let those go. But he kept that one up, at least.
That's my favorite one right there.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, I'm thinking, my thing is, man, I mean, Nick Cannon's got to, but at the same time, I got to respect Nick Cannon for coming out, you know, for not being scared either, though.
I mean, Nick Cannon ain't got much to be scared of, per se.
Yeah, but at the same time, he's still, you know, but I just didn't like Nick, why don't you just pay for somebody to write his shit?
Pride, man. Pride. That's all that could possibly be.
I mean, I'll space my right, my shit, make them pay a non-disclosure, pay some extra for the non-disclosure, all that shit. And fuck it. And I'm going to be able to go into them. Go in.
Because people know better?
I mean.
I don't know.
No, I would get somebody. Remember Poster Boy? They used to be on 106 The Park. He was on Freestyle Friday, the first one to win Freestyle Friday. When the Battle Friday used to do, they used to do Battle Friday. Shout out to Big Will from St. Louis that won. He was the second winner. Jen came from there. What was the blind dude? Blind Fury. What was the dude that was signed to So Def? That was on there. But anyway, Poster Boy was dope. I would pick Poster Boy ain't making no money. I'd get Poster Boy as somebody that need a little bit of money. They can sign a non-disclosure and they could, you know, get in with it. And get him to write my shit.
All right, man. So it's time for America's favorite segment.
You already know what it is.
It's time for This Week in Racism. All right, man. So, where do I start with this? Because I saw this. I think you were the first person sent me this, and I almost threw my phone across the room. So George Zimmerman, who needs no introduction and will certainly not be afforded one by me, has said that he is going to sue Trayvon Martin's family for $100 million. And what were the grounds that this was based on?
The grounds were based on, hold on, I'm going to pull it up now. All right, so George Zimmerman is suing Trayvon Martin's family for $100 million. Their attorney and others claims he was victim of conspiracy along with malicious prosecution and defamation.
Meanwhile, you shot a kid in the street.
Teenage kid.
Yeah.
Teenager.
Defamation?
Because you're getting your ass kicked.
Yeah. Yeah. Defamation?
He's putting them hands on your ass.
Yeah. I don't know, man. If we had like a reverse power rankings of people on Earth. Like, I hope that we don't forget that George Zimmerman is locked into the top five.
Yeah.
Like, let's not let all the things that are happening with Trump and all of his people and all of that stuff
go by the wayside.
Don't let that confuse the fact that George Zimmerman is one of the absolute worst people of all time. Period. Like, ever. And he's one of the catalysts for everything that's kicked off and getting the motion in the ground with people being like, all right, we done with this. Y'all not finna keep fucking with us without us standing up and doing something about
it.
Like, he literally is the starting rifle in that thing, it feels like, of late. You know, Darren Wilson certainly did his part to keep the legacy going. The various police around the country have just been the cake topper for the whole thing. But I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, it's not even like funny racism. Like, it's like, I can't even laugh at that. Like, it's ridiculous.
He's a fucking nutbag, man. And I don't condone anybody to, you know, death on anyone or anything like that. But in this case, why don't somebody just shoot this motherfucker, man? Just get it over with. Put him out of his fucking misery.
I mean, put us out of all of ours.
Yeah, and like, having to fuck, deal with man. This. Like, This dude, man, like, he's already, he's a dangerous society. He's been arrested for other shit. He puts his hands on women. Like, this is a deplorable motherfucker.
Guarantee you that he's got 16 MAGA hats at home.
Oh. But I bet you, yeah, yeah, he does. I get, yeah, he does. He does, definitely has like 15 of those.
On the list of the people the world would be better off without, Joe Zimmerman.
Uh-huh.
Treasurer, at least.
Who's president and vice president before we even get into that?
Well, yes.
Yeah, the president.
And?
The vice president.
Yeah.
I mean, this Pence, you know.
Yes.
He don't do shit but just post up.
Co-signer.
Oh, you say he dies because of the co-signer.
I hate a fucking co-signer.
Like, he's like the dude in the car, though. If you rob a bank, you go to jail, too, because you was in the car.
I hate a co-signer.
The dude is always on the side like, yo, that's funny, though, B.
Yeah, it'd be like, shut up, asshole, if I whoop your ass. And then you're like, hey, man, you going to let him talk to me like that? Like that type of dude. I don't like that type of dude. So, yeah, I don't even know what to say about Joe Zimmerman. I got to keep it moving. I got to be away from him. That's done. So, let's get to our last thing in the evening here. So, this article came across my desk. Said, popular Ghanaian gospel singer has caused a stir online because she has openly advocated for men to go polygamous. Stella Seal, once called Stella Dugan, all right, said that men should be permitted to marry two wives provided that they are set to take care of them. This is from now. So this is obviously from across seas, because this would have been like, say, I don't know, Tinashe or something like that. Some little starlet, Adriana Grande, something like that, said something like this. It would have blown up. It would have been a big thing. She further advised that if a man is in love with a certain woman, he should go ahead and marry them, even if they are more. I don't know what that means. But I'm just going to be straight up with this. The idea...
International waters. This don't count.
The idea of being married twice is so extraordinarily stressful that I couldn't even imagine it. Yeah. Like, I couldn't even imagine. I don't even know how brothers manage two girlfriends at once.
One woman is enough.
Yes, absolutely. And whether you can support her or not, there's also the matter of your mental health.
It's stressful as fuck if you got more than one girlfriend. I've been there before in a previous life.
You just grew 6 gray hairs just talking about that. I looked you in your face. You just drank a whole beer. You opened the beer up and drank the whole thing just thinking about it. Yeah, thinking back on your life.
It's stressful, man.
The neck on your shirt got a little loose.
It's stressful, man. It's stressful.
I've never got that. There's never been the draw to me to be having two completely different worlds at one time, because like that's immediately makes me think about.
No, I think it's easier in your younger years when you ain't got shit going on and got shit to do. Like you could play.
But you know what about the gripe?
No, but you it's almost like you feed off the fucking gripe. Like, oh, I can manage this shit because you feel like you can. But when you got bills to pay, you got kids. You got all kind of this shit, man. You crazy?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that. Just from the time aspect, from the stress of looking over your shoulder all the time. See, like that was something for two generations ago when they could have a family on one side of town.
Yeah, and just go between both of them. You know, I got to work 3 days in a row.
Yeah. You spending your time like you a fucking Major League Baseball player. I got to go on the road for 3 days.
No, I'm going to minor to majors. Like, you know, they pulling me up.
Yeah, like, no, nah, man.
I got a 15-day contract.
I couldn't imagine it. And even if it was sanctioned, I wouldn't take part in that.
The only difference is motherfuckers with money and time, though, too. Motherfuckers, don't never underestimate a motherfucking man or woman with money and time.
So, with that being said...
And I'm saying women can have more than one dude, too, though, in this situation, I'm saying.
Oh, for sure. Women could, absolutely. Yeah,
I'm saying, but never underestimate somebody with money and time. Never underestimate that. If you got money and time, that's when the devil's workshop is at work.
So, what do you do? Do you just feel like... I don't know. Do you just feel like, at that point, you just are like, you know what? I'm bored. I'm just going to do something different.
Yeah, that's what motherfuckers do all the time. All the time. Standard. Standard edition shit. They do it all the time.
So, all right, let's say a law goes into place here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can...
No.
They say, hey, Daryl.
No.
You can add.
No. No. I'm good. Yeah. Do I get a better tax rebate since I don't do it? Like, if I don't take advantage of it, too? I want that, though.
Dude, you can have a whole set. We'd like to show you our new line of second wives. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine. That sounds good. I'm good.
Sound like somebody like walk up to you on
no,
like,
I'm good.
King's
I'm good.
Highway, like with the final call.
Yeah, like,
and they show you. They show
you. Or a bag of socks.
Yeah.
Like,
like they come in the barbershop, like, I got some extra wives.
I'm
man.
Good, man. As soon as they come in. But then a part of you be like, let me see. if it's the DVDs, back in the day before, we had streaming, though, like now. But back in the day, the DVDs, you'd be like, let me see what you got, though, man.
Man, let me see it real
that
quick.
And then motherfuckers had that shit organized and shit. Like, shit, this is my horror section right here. You in a true crime? Hold on. Let me. And they give you, you'd be like, damn, man. Motherfucking, they got a whole movie on the whole Chicago outfit?
Mm.
You'd be like, damn, I didn't even know they came out with this. Starring John Travolta. You'd be like, damn. Even though it's a bad movie, got it, y'all. That's streaming in all places, but it's horrible. But no, like, nah, man, I'm good on that. And that's a trap, man. That's a trap for y'all fellas. It's a trap. Don't get caught in that trap. Trap. Because if you got another chick, that door is open for her to have another dude.
And that's the greatest inequity of all time. Is we want to live our life, and it's like, hold on.
Is the great, I think it's Johnny Taylor said, you know, what's your woman doing? Why are you out doing what you do?
The wide receiver from the 49ers in the 80s?
Not that Johnny Taylor.
Oh, okay.
We talking about the great blues Johnny Taylor. Hold on. I'm finna give y'all the song, though. Because, he also has a great song. It's Cheaper to Keep Her.
Yeah. Some of the greatest.
She's cheating on me.
Some of the greatest advice ever.
Also, cheating in the next room. Damn, Johnny, you got a whole bunch of songs about cheating.
You might have to be on the side chick. Like the, what was them albums that used to come on TV at 2 o'clock in the morning? Get the greatest hits of Time Life collection.
Oh, you talking about the Time Life blues collection. Hey, hey. The blues is all right.
We gotta have that. We gotta have that. That you done fucked up music. Time Warner, Time Life. You done fucked up music collection.
Yeah. Damn, what is that song? It's like it may not even be Johnny Taylor. I'm trying to remember. Y'all know somebody's last yelling at us, man, about
like you can play it with like that Big Pokey.
Big Pokey.
I left home
to be with my side piece.
Yeah, all of that. We could just have like a whole music.
It's a music episode.
There's like a music festival coming with all that side people music.
No, no.
It's on New Year's, ain't it?
It's on New Year's Day.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. It's Pokey Bear is his
Pokey
name.
Pokey Bear, I'm
Pokey
sorry.
Pokey Bear. Man, somebody I know yelling at me, but it's a song like, you know, what you doing, what your woman doing while you out doing what you do. I can't remember the name of the song, though.
Can you feel it?
No.
can you stand the rain?
I can't remember it, though, man. I can't even think of it, y'all. I know somebody's going to hit us up with this. So hit me up. Let us know what you think or what it is, because I'm going to find it. But I want to see if y'all listeners can figure it out on that accord. Make sure you hit us up. Voicemail box. Let me get that voicemail for y'all, because I know it's a long number because we're paying it for free. voicemail is 641-715-3900, extension 769-558. Or you can email us at straightolc@gmail.com or tweet us at straightolc or join the Straight Outta Low Cash Network fan page. We got a lot of dope stuff we coming up with soon, though, y'all. I know we've been, you know,
stringing it along.
Yeah, but we kind of trying to work on stuff in the background. But we still want to get y'all some dope content, too, though.
Yeah, make sure it's right before it hits out.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts, man?
No, man. I just, hey, we're in the holiday season. We need to have a year-end wrap episode soon. We need to do a best of 2019.
Oh, yeah. We got to do the Suck of the Year Awards.
Yeah, Suck of the Year is coming up soon. Suck of the Year is one of my favorites.
Look at this. It's real close between Kanye and Lil Fizzle Pop right now.
Yeah, Suck of the Year is one of my favorite segments of the year. Nothing gets me warm and fuzzier for the end of the year.
It's finding about who's sucker is.
Like, you know what? You trick-ass Mark Buster.
Take this.
Yeah, you the Sucker of the Year, yes. Player. Because every time I hear it, I imagine when Huggy Bear it was coming out with them plats on coming out of prison. Yeah. Like if I could get a trophy made of him walking with them plats down the thing,
and his foot like his foot leaning up like that is
right at the moment that sucker break. Yeah.
when he felt all that water rushing up to his foot, like yeah. Oh, it's not here no more.
Like, congratulations, sucker.
There you
it's
go.
It's all on you, baby.
You are a Sucker of the Year. But make sure you hit us up. Let us know what y'all think. We back, and we'll see y'all next week. Peace.